blood ties, the very son of a Nabi, but he did not bring Iman, he was also not saved. And so Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam made dua that, O Allah, do not leave a single house, a single person who is a non-believer. Only those who believed, they were on the ark, and besides that, there were only unko behkaenge tere bando ko. There is no doubt, if you will spare one of these disbelievers, they will mislead the other people also. Therefore, they are such that there is no goodness within them. In the very crevices and in the depths of their heart is rejection and kufr. They are not going to bring Iman. What became the condition of people? The unsinkable Titanic, and those people who went mad, who went through that experience. Yeah, when Allah's floods came, so Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam turned to Allah Ta'ala in humbleness and begged for forgiveness also. Rabbi Firli, Ey Rabb Mu'af Kar Mujkar, that Allah forgives all the believing men and women, and Allah keeps our Iman intact. وَلَا تَزِلِ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا تَبَارًا. اور گنہگاروں پر برتا رکھ یہی برباد ہونا. And for the non-believers, those who don't believe in you, you gave them the existence, you give them. So when we make, when we have hasad, when we backbite, we are earning and we are depositing in somebody else's account. So may Allah save us from this realities, and may Allah grant us our spiritual purity. وآخر دعوانا بحمد.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Explains that you are not different nations in any other way besides true believers and non-believers. That's the only distinction in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. Not that you are from India or you are from Pakistan or from Bangladesh or any other country, or also locally, which we heard quite a bit before. The background is, all that does not matter. All believers are one nation and all non-believers are another nation. And we must affiliate and associate with all the believers. Before that, Allah Ta'ala starts the surah, يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. پاکی بول رہا ہے اللہ کی جو کچھ للہ ولا الہ الا اللہ واللہ اکبر. We should be reading that much, much more during these days. So this is what Allah wants from us, and everything is engaged in the praises of Allah Ta'ala. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ. اسی کا راج ہے اور اسی کو تعریف ہے. But all sovereignty, rule, and how it was born and how it is living, all this is the qudrat and the power of Allah. So all praise is only to Allah Ta'ala. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. What little you might understand, that is very limited. Allah has got power over everything. There is nothing for Allah which is impossible. What we
has written a very beautiful, interesting story with regard to the words that we speak. He says that one king in the days of the past, the kings also used to be pious, send their children to become alim. So he sent him to become an alim. Those days there weren't darul ulums like this. Just one alim should keep the person in the house, and he should. So he went with the other ministers hunting. They passed by a partridge. Partridge meat, bird meat, is very, very delicious. And unfortunately, most of us, we're not even aware what a partridge is, how the meat is, how delicious it is. One jamaat came here, Tabligh jamaat, and they were traveling somewhere in the countryside, and all ulama and a lot of people told him, speak again, say a few words. He wouldn't speak a word again. When he wouldn't speak, then he ordered the jallad, the person who gives punishment in the palace, in the king's palace, there is somebody who is like the police, who has to give. He ordered him, give him 100 lashes. He's pretending, hiding. And this is all. Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali came once, one boy in Standerton, for months in bed, depression. When he told Hazrat about it, Hazrat went, chal, uth, chal, uth ya se. He came right. You need somebody to put that pressure on that person. And as long as that is not there, that person. I want to know how they manage to record everything a person speaks. That everything you say, they record it. Allah accepted his dua. Allah showed him the kiram and katibin. So when he saw them, he made salam to them. They didn't reply. They wrote, assalamu alaikum. He said, you don't reply? They wrote down, you don't reply. They're not paying any attention to him. You write, whatever we do, it is being recorded. So the tongue is a very, very delicate part of the body. The tongue, jismuhu sagheer, wa jurmuhu kabir. The tongue, it's a small little thing. What is the weight of the tongue? What is the size of the tongue? But its sin is very, very big. What the tongue keeps quiet, that person, he gains salvation. Saki A, that you speak, 100 things you say, this person just keeps quiet, he's giving you answer to everything. And there is much more detail also, but inshallah, let us learn to keep roza of the...
Respected elders and friends, by your dost to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this ayat of the Quran Kareem, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, remember me, that is, make my zikr. فَذْكُرُونِي أُذْكُرْ means to repeat, to remember, all the time, to repeat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He still won't take it, he'll take it lightly, he won't realize the importance, so the father says, I'm commanding you to do this. So who can have greater knowledge than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who can have our better well-wishing than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are existing on the demand of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like we just explained, Allah ta'ala himself informed Nabiya Kareem Stawasam to inform us, وَرَبُّكَ الْغَنِي ذُرْ رَحْمَةً. Your Rabb, your Creator, your Sustainer. And who is Rabb? That great being Allah who has brought us from non-existence into existence. Today human beings are manufacturing this machine, that machine, all the time busy with this experiment, that experiment, and he had a small cat that was his pet. Now while he's busy doing his experiment, the cat wants to go out of the net, now he must go and open the door. Hardly busy again, the cat is knocking, he wants to come in again. So the scientist got irritated, so he called a builder. Mercies have been divided into 100 parts. And from that 100 parts, I have kept 99 mercies for the akhirat. Only one part of my mercy I extend in this world. And from that one part of the mercy of Allah, we see how animals also, they care for their children. How animals also, they are so particular and they are concerned and they are close friend. Although it's his minister, he does everything for him. But he won't say, this is my close friend. He'll say, this is my worker. But Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is Malikul Mulk, the kings of all kings, Allah is not saying, this is my close friend. Allah is inviting us, become my friend. Become my close friend. And when we become the friend of Allah, agar tu ek mera to har shay mein, I can't go to my brothers. You are there for me. You only you I'll turn to. That husband will melt. Children tell the father, you melt. And we tell Allah that, oh Allah, who is there for us besides you? And whether we say or not, this is the reality. There is nobody for us besides Allah subhanahu. And Allah is so kind. Allah is just waiting for our inclination. So many, hundred, thousands of Kruger coins. And whoever comes first for Fajr Namaz tomorrow, he get 50. Who's ever second, you get 30, like that. We'll see if there's place in the masjid. So exactly, in a different way, we are also worshipping idols. But if we turn to Allah, we get connected to the friends of Allah, and take out all these idols from us, turn to you. By mistake, he said that. Allah says, if I don't reply, then what is the difference between the loving Allah and the dead idol? Allah is ever loving. Allah knows the condition of our hearts. As our Shaykh says so beautifully, if you are a dumb person, Allah knows the language of your heart. You can't talk, Allah Akbar. From the many signs, Allah has shown us the clear signs. The moment we came in the world, Allah reminded us already. The very first sunnah of the parents, the father must give azan in the 1 year. Iqamat in the other year. Who brought you? Allah Akbar. No doctor brought you into the world. No gynecologist, not even your parents brought you. Only Allah Akbar. Allah brought us in the world to recognize Allah. When the imam is reciting Quran in Quran Sharif in namaz, we don't get this taste. Why? We spiritually sick. And we are supposed to be going to the doctors, spiritual doctors. And we are supposed to be paying a big price. What is our physical health? We pay so much thousand rands for the doctor's treatment. We are supposed to be paying more money for our spiritual. Allah Akbar. And that seed is planted and then a shoot comes up. Who made that shoot come up? أَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. أَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. Allah says, are you making those seeds grow, or we making that grow? Did you create or we have created? So
اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.
All the ladies, the people of Azadgar, they are ready all the time. And remember one very important thing, my ustad, Qari Abdullah Saleem. He was my ustad of Tajweed and Qiraat in Dioban. Now he's in Chicago and he's running a very successful Darul Uloom. Here also we met in Medina Sharif, we met again. Then when we met there, he told me one thing which is
to be repeated. We have to do a course of Zikrullah. Learn how to control the mind, bring the mind under control. So one is that a person realizes I am standing in front of Allah. The second is Allah is watching me all the time. Then even better if you learn the meanings and try and concentrate briefly on the meanings. These are all khushu. The fourth point, total effort. So when a person realizes this, but this has to be what? The heart. That is, your heart must be present. That I am now in a faraz act. I'm in a mustahab act. I'm in a, and as we have learned, just one mustahab act of namaz, that is controlling the gazes in namaz, how it will help you out of namaz. Then Rasulullah alayhi said so beautifully, yad zamana basohbati awliya, better as such sala ta'ad bariyas. One moment in the company of the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better than 100 years of ibadat with ikhlas. One great mufti, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, very great mufti of his time. He was the khalifa of one nikah bayan. And he just heard how to control his eyes in namaz. After that he phoned back after 2 months and he said, Hazrat, I made second nikah, I couldn't control my eyes. But that one moment I heard that point in your bayan, and now I'm controlling my eyes. It's, everything is under control. Now out of namaz I'm controlling my eyes. So see that one moment, how it will change from the eldest. Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam took inspiration from his niece, a younger one. Sometimes it happened, but Hazrat explains an important point here to realize that the young one should not think that I taught my elders. It was in the mind of Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. It is in their mind, but for that moment it wasn't present. When they saw that, the people, everybody will say, but no, the secular schools are very important. You don't send your children to school, what's going to happen to them? And in reality, what is there actually happening? We are getting disconnected from deen, from our ulama. And where we are landing up? Today we are landing up in a big web, and we can't come out of it. And what is the reality of salah? Come to salah and come to success. In other words, learn what is salah. Salah will teach you your whole deen, and then that is where your success. In dunya also you will be successful. Which school is the Sahaba radiallahu anhum? Forget Sahaba, we'll say that time there was no schools. Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, what a great faqih of his time of namaz. That is, ulama also, our namaz is not correct. But you learned it in the kitabs. So kitabs won't bring deen in your life. And also not just listening to lectures. Today we got a whole storage of lectures, how many gigs of lectures, but how much do we listen to it, how much is it in us? And also not just giving charity. Today also, very after that he takes it, but after 2-3 months he's feeling better. How he praises that doctor, and how much money he pays for all the appointments and that for medicine. But he's telling everybody of this doctor. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala gave us spiritual doctors, and they giving us the reality of deen, teaching us our salah, which is direct connection with Allah Ta'ala. Then when you realize that the greatness of namaz, now present yourself with proper etiquette, etc., proper adab. Now you come to the starting of namaz. So the next sabak we start with is niyat, takbir, tahrima and qiyam. That now when you come for namaz, you must come with an intention. And as our Hazrat says, that today we live, object of life is only you, Allah, and your pleasure. To gain your pleasure and to prepare for this, for akhirah, to meet you there, O Allah. And for that you make intention that, O Allah, I'll try my best to obey all your commands and stay away from all those things you made haram to the best of my ability. A person just makes that niyat, although you weak knows how to drive, he even forgot the name of that sign. He knows how to use that sign, but he forgot what's the name of that sign. He knows he must pause there, but what is the name of that sign? I don't know. He forgot it's a yield sign. But no, I have to pause a little. So exactly like that. Niyat is a condition of the heart. And for this, as we have learned, that cause of Zikrullah, together geologists, all of them, what all their measurements, modern technology, they have measured from every angle, and they realize that Kaaba Sharif is the center of the earth. And Allah Ta'ala made it such, the whole earth was first filled with water. Then where Kaaba Sharif is, Allah made one bubble come up. And from that bubble, and I'm just in this world for a short while, and I'm going back to that soil. So our body is inclined to that earth, so Allah Ta'ala connected it. And not only that, Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, Inna awwala bayti wudiya linnas, lalladhi bibakkata mubarakah wa hudan lil alamin. The very first house, and the first thing that Allah, full of blessings, because Allah's special attention is on that house. So we are not focusing to a building, as people make objections, that Muslims also say, you're not idol worshippers, but you're worshipping this building. No, we worshipping our Allah. Allah's special rahmat is coming down. Allah's special mercy. That's why you see a Muslim, if the Kaaba is not in, to block me from getting this rahmat. And thus we understand that why many a times we go right to Kaaba Sharif, which is the main focus of Hidayat, but we go without a beard, we come back without a beard. Sometimes we go with beards and we see other people don't have beards, we also cut our beards. It's because our, that Rabbi Khfirli Zunubi, that blockage that is descending there, the Hidayah that is descending there, but to together with that, in namaz, not just your body must be here, but body and soul. Your soul is more important than your body. Your body has come from earth, so it will be focused towards a thing that is made from earth, the Kaaba Sharif. But your ruh, your asal, which you have standed, realize, recognize your creator. Then you'll know life, it comes from Allah. Yuhi wa yumeet. It is Allah who gives me life. When Allah wants to take away my life, it's from Allah. So that is why a most stupid person is, especially youngsters today, people today say that it's my life, it's my money, it's my things. Who must? Our body has to be focused to Kaaba Sharif. So how beautiful Allah Ta'ala has made the salah, that when you present yourself, you realize that now I'm coming, focusing towards the markaz, the central point of Hidayat, the central point of Rahmat. But where must this Rahmat come? It must give my outward body strength, but only I'll get strength if it comes cause. What is the cause? And when the Imam makes salam, I'll come pick you up again. So the body was there, the soul was somewhere else. So to have this attention, this focus, and for this it is very important to realize that a person needs this cause of Zikrullah, to learn, to train the mind, to focus towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or Hamesha, and not only attention is upon you, and why must you come to me? Hajat apni arz kare. Come present your needs to me. I know you in need. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Kareem, Ya ayyuhan nas antumul fuqara ila Allah. That all people, all of you, individually and collectively, you're all, every United Nations, gather all our resources together, all our capital, all our know-how, all our artillery, get all that together also. You can't be said that we're not in need of Allah. In a split moment, Allah will destroy all your resources. Everything will go haywire. You won't know what is happening. Your capital, all aska, or mana alfaz ke misal par samjhe. Now just ponder, now when you're going to go and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now think of this bayan, this whole discussion, and this whole meeting that's going to take place with the kings of kings, with Allah ta'ala. When you go just for an ordinary meeting with a minister, before time, how your mind is focused, how you present. Certain person, he wants lot of titles behind his name, then he gets happy. But the friends of Allah, they don't worry of these titles. Because the more you get connected to Allah, the more you realize I'm absolutely nothing. And Allah has made our deen easy. Ad-deenu yusrun. Deen is very simple. Otherwise a person think, now I have to address Allah. What? A great person, Allah says, I'm giving you your personal meeting. And Allah knows personal attention. And Allah won't tell somebody else about what you spoke to Allah Ta'ala. So a person realizes that now when I'm going to have this personal secret meeting to Allah, And in my heart I have fixed what I have to ask from Allah, my needs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I am hazir at darbar. Allah awesome taught us who Allah is. That is the beliefs we have to have in our heart. So our beliefs have to be extremely correct and know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what a total sincere intention, that not for anything else, so much so that now I'm in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this very great king. Bacha Ali just walking past and you greeting them, he'll say, "Watch it, rather get out from here, I don't need." So Allah doesn't need us, but Allah still allows us. Allah could have kicked us out immediately, but Allah still allows us. No, my banda will realize. And Allah gives us time till maut. So why should we be wasting these great opportunities? So when you realize this, you turn all your attention totally.
قد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله لا ظل إلا ظله منهم شاب نشأ في عبادة الله كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected Allah Ta'ala shades of Allah Ta'ala's arsh. In this world, if a person is feeling hot, we'll look for some shade, we'll look for a shadow of a building, we'll go look for some AC to look so that our lives be comfortable at night. You are restless, it's hot, you got the fan, etc. So everything is here in this world to protect us from the heat. The province of our eyes, our ears, our tongue, our heart, our hands, our feet. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned here, Imamun Adinun, that person who is just. So everyone really wants justice. And everyone is shouting slogans. Everyone wants to go boycott. Boycott Israel, boycott something. You tell them something, you take the wrong meaning. You tell them always look down. Look down, lower your gaze. So what do? They go to a certain mall, they go on the second floor. You see, Maulana said, look down. They're still looking down. Every gun that goes past, oh, Maulana said, look down. Oh, that is not the looking down is go and manipulate and go and catch the people and trap them through your voice. Ulama Gupasiri mentioned over here, Sautik Yamin, voice of Shaitan, that is music. And today, unfortunately, musical ringtones. How unfortunate the musical ringtones is being played in our masajid. Our Shaykh, Dawud Barakat, explained on one occasion.
Seeing that which is not permissible, and that we will see in our country, even if you go to any marketplace, etc., all the time you have to fight your nafs within, is to turn your blood into water. Hazrat explains that the martyr only gives his blood. But a sadiq not only gives his blood, he turns his blood into water to that extent. To be Thani rahmatullah alayhi is mentioned that in the case where a person feels that there isn't even a pious person in his locality, then sit in the company of the muaddin of that masjid. Because he is at least calling people 5 times a day, whether he's paid or not paid, but he's still giving dawat towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay in his company. So this is taqwa in your time. Follow their path. And as it goes further, he says only people of intelligence will understand. Even sunnat is a tariqah of the pious of your time. How they have understood sunnat and how they have applied it in their lives. That will be sunnah. Otherwise, if you just read, for example, the barley that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ate. Now today in the Khanka we say we want to get you to the... And ulama have explained, الَّذِي لَا يُخَالِفُهُ ظَاهِرُهُ بَاطِنَهُ. The person whose outward is not in conflict with his inward. That means his outward and his inward is in sync, completely the same. What he, الَّذِي لَا يُخَالِفُ أَقْوَالُهُ أَعْمَالُهُ. No show, there is no show. What is their outward life is the inward life. What they speak is what is the jazbat, what is the inner requirements. And many times we are treading this path. But till now we are frustrated, we can't understand, we have brought zahir, amal in our lives, etc. But we are not finding the inner peace that these amal... Oh, in the moments that you are alone, what is your thought? What is your jazbat? What is your desire? When you wake up in the morning, what is the first thought that comes? Always respect the first thought that comes into your mind in the morning. Because that's what you really are. Where is only my shop? Where must I put the article in order to sell? Quickest path. And I explained earlier in the month of Ramadan, that one of the quickest way to Allah is through the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no quicker way. غالباً مجدد حضرت مناج الفتاني رحمة الله عليه مجدد الفتاني رحمة الله عليه is mentioned that such a kafiyat, such a condition came into my life that if I have to say what was my inner condition, people would pass fatwa of kufr in my direction. So therefore, I don't even want to utter what Allah Ta'ala had given to me by combining Zahir and Batin. But he says, after all of that, that means the mujahada of what is the different tariqs of tasawwuf, etc. We're not conscious, we take out our left first or right first. Whatever comes out first, comes out first. A person that is Ashiqi Rasul cannot take out the right first. Because that is his thought, that no action contrary to the Sunnah of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That I wore my clothes, I wore my jersey this morning. Really, can I say consciously that I wore the right? Or, as I said, we are very, very sick. So therefore they have confined us. Quarantine. If a person sees it that way, Wallah, you'll see how quick your tarbiyat will be. And you think that it's not, why should I, it's from the people that are serving us, that they are making it as comfortable as possible for us. That is their kindness and compassion. So Allah Ta'ala gives all tawfiq. Subhanallah, yubihamdik. Subhanakallah, yubihamdik.
That you should read Quran Sharif, you should read Durood Sharif. Then those people who practice, they get that reward. And this person who said it,
the whole world, but he can't go to Medina Sharif. He can't go to Makkah Sharif. What kind of a ummati is he? And what is he? You are working for your company. You're doing all their work, but you never go to head office. You have to have your connection with head office all the time. So that is a very, very important. اور بخش دیتے ہیں شہنشاہ سمرقند و بخارا. قرآن شریف in this آیت اللہ تعالی says وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. The اخلاق of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not that you have got good اخلاق, you are on top of, you control good اخلاق. Your anger can't go out of control. There is nothing like jealousy in you. Not that we control our anger. It was there one time Maulana Desai of Peter Maritzburg, Rahmatullah Alayh, he met Maulana Abul Hassan Nadawi and he told him his date of birth. Maulana Abul Hassan was shocked. He said, you know me so well, you even know my date of birth. So that shows that you have got connection. Then Maulana Ekstagram, to watch your news, that is important, so you have time. But you haven't got time for namaz, you haven't got time for tilawat, you haven't got time for yasin. It means the importance is not in your heart. That's why you can't do it. If that importance was there, a person will do it. And the basics of deen come first before all other things. Our namazes, with scorpion going and getting onto the frog, just like he had ordered a taxi. He made arrangement, his taxi came, and as soon as it came, he had a very urgent flight to take, so he had no time to waste. He went immediately. The frog with the speed swam across the river to the other. What is this, Ya Allah? You can see when somebody is, Allah Ta'ala sent to us Rahmatul Lil Alameen. But unfortunately, our computers, our business, our cars, our sins, our guna are more important to us than what to know who Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and to read some Durood Sharif and to follow the way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not as a customary, but with that.
How important Salah is. Salah is so important that all other commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala was sent down by Jibreel Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. But Salah, Allah Ta'ala summoned Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam special. And a very, very special invitation was given to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the Salah is a very, very great gift of Allah. So the importance of Namaz we have to learn. For this we need to read the Kitab of Fazail over and over. And as Hazrat says, not just customary, but with concentration. Even if it is 2 minutes, 3 minutes at home in the masjid, let us learn, let us have talim in the masjid, sattva talim, salah. Just think, what a great ni'mat of Allah. All the other things will be set aside. You can be doing a 10 million rand deal also. You'll realize, what is that? Yeah, I'm going for success. This is where my success is. And that is really our success of deen, dunya and akhirat. So we should realize this. Then the third was, our minds are flirting all over the show. And to get our minds into concentration, as we learned in and we learned already over and over, but this point is very important to be repeated. We have to do a course of zikrullah. Learn how to control the mind, bring the mind under control. So one is that a person realizes, I am standing in front of Allah. That some people make you understand that namaz, you must be in your meditation, you mustn't know what's happening. It's not all that. It's a simple thing which any person can achieve with a little effort. So when a person realizes this, but this has to be what? The heart. That is, your heart must be present, that I am now in a faraz act. Allah also under the guidance of a sheikh who will teach us how to make zikr, how much zikr to make, how to take Allah Ta'ala's name. And that is what Allah Akbar Mu'ana Rum Rahmatullah Alayhi said so beautifully, yad zamana ba sohbati awliya, better as such sala ta'at beriyas. One moment in the company of the friend of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, thought or a thing will touch your heart, that will change your whole life. And as we learned, that incident Hazrat explained, a man in Jamaat for so many years, he just sat in Hazrat's bayan, one nikah bayan, and he just heard how to control his eyes in namaz. After that he phoned back after 2 months and he said, Hazrat, I made second nikah, I couldn't control my eyes. But that one, that Allah grant me a child, and Allah granted him a child. But here another important point to realize, that normally the younger people learn from the elders. Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam took inspiration from his niece, a younger one. Sometimes it happened, but Hazrat explains an important point here to realize. And for this, they putting and pushing down our minds and our hearts, the importance of secular education, that so much that even ulama, Sufis, Jamaat people, everybody will say, but no, the secular schools are very important. You don't send your children to school, what's going to happen to them? And in reality, what is there actually happening? We are getting this deen, which is actually our success. Our success is not in dunya. It's not in dunya's education. Our success is where Allah Ta'ala says, Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. Come to salah and come to success. In other words, learn what is salah. Salah will teach you your whole deen. And then that is where your success. In dunya, but useless person like myself, ulama, you do the cause, everything. But you still not paban with your namaz. You still not, as our Hazrat says, how Hazrat is teaching us one point of namaz. That as ulama also, our namaz is not correct. But you learned it in the kitabs. So kitabs won't bring deen in your life. And also not just listening to lectures. Then see, your deen will come right, your dunya will come right. And then you will realize that like a person, he's sick. He goes to a doctor and the doctor gives him bitter medicine. But after that he takes it. But after 2-3 months he's feeling better. How he praises that doctor. And how much money he paid for all the appointments and that for medicine. But he's telling every certain points we have to keep in mind. The importance of salah, what a great ni'mat it is. Then khushu, concentration in namaz, just to know that I'm standing in front of Allah, Allah is watching me, etc. Then when you realize that the greatness of namaz, now present yourself with proper etiquette, etc., proper adab. Now you come to the starting of namaz. So the life is only you, O Allah. And to meet you, I need to prepare for akhirat. So my niyat of life daily is that maqsad tuhi, that my object of life is only you, Allah, and your pleasure, to gain your pleasure and to prepare for this, for akhirat, to meet you there, O Allah. And for that you make intention that, O Allah, I'll try. Like a person learns to drive, in the beginning he's rattling all the rules of the road. Even while he's driving, he'll tell his father, oh, that's a yield sign, it means this, it means that. But once he knows how to drive, he even forgot the name of that sign. He knows how to use that sign, but he forgot what's the name of that sign. He knows he must pause there, but what is the name of that sign? The secret of this is that the focal point, the center point of the earth is the Kaaba Sharif. And today, the scientists also, geologists, all of them, with all their measurements, modern technology, they have measured from every angle, and they realize that Kaaba Sharif is the center of the earth. Rasulullah saw him, that his head was full of mud. full of toil. In that time we used to make it on the bare sand. Today we're making with luxury, so we don't think I'm made from soil. And I'm just in this world for a short while, and I'm going back to that soil. So our body is inclined to that earth, so Allah Ta'ala connected it. And not only that, Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's birth, it became known as Makkah Sharif. That house is full of blessings because Allah's special attention is on that house. So we are not focusing to a building, as people make objections that Muslims will say, you're not idol worshippers, but you're Muqaddas and all the other masjids in the world. That is why we read the dua, Rabbi khfirli zunubi waftahli abwaba rahmati. That Allah forgive all my sins, because that is going to block me from getting this rahmat. And thus we understand that why many a times we go right to Kaaba Sharif, which is the main focus of Hidayat, but we go without a beard, as it is mentioned here, that our bodies should be focused to Kaaba Sharif, and realize from there we want to draw Hidayat. And our bodies will get strength through Kaaba Sharif, the rahmat that is descending there, the hidayah that is descending there. But to declare over that, in namaz, not just your body must be here, but body and soul. Your soul, books and books and books about the soul, but they still don't know the reality of the soul. Allah has given one word, Amri Rabbi. It says the command of Allah. The soul is Allah's command. You can't understand that. Realize, recognize your Creator. Then you'll know life, it comes from Allah. Yuhi wa yumeet. It is Allah who gives me life. When Allah wants to take away my life, Allah Ta'ala, that has to be spoken to its origin. And what is the origin of the soul? That is the Zaat of Allah Ta'ala. Focus towards the earth. So your heart has to be focused to Allah. Your body has to be focused to Kaaba Sharif. So how beautiful Allah Ta'ala has made the Salah. That when you present yourself, you realize that now I'm coming, focusing towards the Markaz. And we tell our body that I'll leave you there. You read the namaz behind the imam. But my soul, I'll go to America now. I'll go and do that deal. Then I'll go to China. Then I'll go to watch the scores. What is the scores? And when the imam makes salam, I'll come pick you up again. So the body was there, the soul was somewhere else. So to have this attention, this focus, and for this it is where his court you come to, and what you have to come to, and realize that you are in the direct presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah's attention is upon you. And why must you come to me? Hajat apni arz kare. Come present your needs to me. I know you in need. Allah Ta'ala has meant easy for them all the time. But special, Allah Ta'ala says, come special and ask for your needs to me. And if people think, no, we'll make a joint organization, United Nations, gather all our resources together, all our capital, all our know-how, all our artillery, get all that together also, you can't be simple. How kind is Allah? How merciful is Allah? We can't imagine. A person should just be going with eagerness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Hazrat Prophet says that, ab bayan namaz ka aur maana alfaz ke misal par samjhe. Now just ponder, now when you're going to go and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now think of this bayan, this whole come to his arsh. Allah gave practical namaz to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Go and teach my banda. They want to come into my court, how to address me. A king and a important person, he wants lot of titles behind his name. Then he gets happy. But the friends of Allah, they don't worry of these titles. Because the more you get connected to Allah, the more you realize, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, my Rabb. Allah is everybody's Rabb, but I'm having a personal meeting with Allah. Everybody wants a personal meeting with his Shaykh, with a great person. Allah says, I'm giving you your personal meeting. And Allah knows personal attention. And Allah won't tell somebody else about what you spoke to Allah Ta'ala. So a person realizes that, learn our aqidah from the ulama-i rabbaniyin, from those ulama who have learned from their elders, and who have been taught by Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, who Allah is, that is the beliefs we have to have in our heart. So our beliefs have to be extremely correct and know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so turn your attention only to Allah Ta'ala. If you got a special meeting with a great minister and your cell phone is still on, and now you're still watching the cell phone, or somebody else walking past and you're greeting them, he'll say, watch it, rather get out from here, I don't need. So Allah doesn't need us, but Allah still allows us. Allah could have kicked us out immediately, but Allah
says, and of this, and as we have explained, we have to make mashq and try and practice these lessons, then see Allah Ta'ala will make this become a reality for us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmadu wa nusalli ala Rasulihi al-Kareem. Today we read concerning taqleed, the meaning of taqleed. The object of taqleed is that in those matters in which there are different manners of practicing is to choose one path, trusting on the understanding and opinion of a pious scholar who had devoted his life to understanding Islamic concepts instead of preferring one's personal.
Dil haseeno se hargiz lagana nahi hai falak no haqa tang hai ye zameen hai falak no haqa tang hai ye amnashi dil haseeno se hargiz lagana nahi is bayaba ko tu mat samaj gulsita is bayaba ko tu mat samaj gulsita mere hamnashi dil haseeno se hargiz lagana nahi hai falak no haqa tang hai ye zameen yu hasi karte hai dil ko ando.
A very beautiful, very important form of our Shaykh, very great advisor. And Hazrat is here written, ek mareez ishq e majaz ne nazm mein apna haal tehreer kiya. Hazrat wala ne nazm mein hi nasihat tehreer farmayi jo mandarja zail hai. A person, we should give our true love only to Allah Ta'ala. So it is a very beautiful form and very important also. And also, this is when a person makes his islah in anything, a person becomes an alim. He might be still 20 and he's finished his alim, but he's already is giving now advice according to that. Mashwara sunne mujhse mere ham nashin. Listen to my mashwara, you who are living with me, who are with me, I'm giving you some mashwara. And how beautifully also, Hazrat, what humbleness that he calls it, I'm giving mashwara to you, my friend. Dil haseeno se hargiz lagana. At one place, one person was saying, a mufti sahab, he was saying that at a certain place, a woman, Muslim woman also, in the office, she was standing there, that this other person here was looking at me in such a way that I had to tell him, go and wash your eyes in seven seas. So napak, your eyes have become so dirty that only the seven seas. So he was appreciating very much all these advices of Hazrat. He says, I have benefited so much by controlling the gazes, what peace of mind, contentment of heart I have got. He was appreciating it very, very much. So I told him in the process also that looking at live woman, that is not still so. It's in the, then you are, when Shaitan gets hold of you, you are finished, destroyed, you are totally in the capture of Shaitan then. And he will take you as he wants to and you and completely destroy you. Dil haseeno se hargiz na lagana nahi. He falak nauha kha tang hai ye zameen. How Hazrat explains this. Gul zuho ko samajhta hai jo gulista. These which are the thorns of the rose. Those people who think this is the beauty of the garden. The thorns, the dirt, the filth, the impurity. Those who think there is enjoyment in that. In all this filth and dirt. Ye khiza hai, khiza, ye khiza make me happy. She doesn't know how to cook, she doesn't know how to dress. That other woman is everything. When a person becomes like that, then it's this is what happens at that stage. Is bayaba ko tu mat samaj gulistan. This desert, don't think this desert is a garden. When a person has become so blind now, he thinks the desert is a garden. Because those other girls, free type people, then easily they can get involved. So if you have somebody like that to guide you, you are fortunate.
Don't think you'll be able to guide yourself and I can go. And those who haven't got somebody above them, be very sad. It's very difficult for them. And that person who tells you, and that must be really our reason for coming, revising up, your beautiful car is going in the scrapyard one day, your beautiful building is going to be broken down one day, but another building is going to come on its place. All these things are, your beautiful garden is also going to finish up. So these things are nothing. Your youth of your sand which Allah has given you, give it to Him who is eternal, and Allah will make your youth eternal. Open for you for haram also, and then you sacrifice for Allah, that is greatly appreciated by Allah Ta'ala. As we will also read how beautifully Hazrat has explained in one letter that came to Hazrat with similar question. And but Allah is that merciful, kind being. Hazrat explained that now you are gone old, you are
وَلَا أَتَحَنَّثُ إِلَىٰ نَذْرِ. I not accept anyone's intercession in this matter, and neither am I. Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes on this, that we should particular, that we took a vow in Allah's name, we cannot break, they honored the name of Allah Ta'ala in every way.
A 6-inch rusted nail, and he scratched the car from the front to the back. When the father came and saw my brand new motor car scratched from the front of the back, this is when nafs is in charge. Ruh is not in charge. He grabbed that nail from the child and he scraped it on his arm. So deep and so far. Everything else, no secret between them. She became old, sick now, about to die. So he said, bring that shoebox. He got happy. 60 years secret is now going to be revealed. I'm going to see what it is. She said, open it. He opened it. He found 2 dolls in there and an envelope. What is this? So she said, oh, hodi sabar kare. Sabar, sabar kare. Ne thaki gaya. Sabar, sabar. Biju kahi nichi. Ye bhi mali sahab ke sabar karwanu. Kitu sabar karwanu. But when this will become the case, you will see it will become so easy. So that namaz of yours will become mehraj. And your connection with Allah Ta'ala. And a person who gets connection with Allah, our Nabi.
He is the leader of the munafiqs. He said, don't spend money on the companies of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is all the muhajireen, especially who used to come and sit by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and learn deen from him. And also he said that we who are the respectful and honorable, etc., then that is a very, very bad thing. But if the power is used to help the people, like the Khilafat-e Rashida, and house, especially Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which laws he had enacted to help the poor, the needy, etc. There were so many laws. So if power is used for the thing, that I've got to die, I have to go to Akhirat, he doesn't worry what actions he does, are these befitting for a Muslim or not, etc. He's unmindful, he's only thinking of his dunya, making money here, living it up, enjoying here. The other is continuity of sin and not making tawbah. Unfortunately, it's even much more dangerous. But it has become a common subject, whether it can be a social gathering, a wedding, whether it can be the Qabristan or anywhere. But these things we are so much involved in. So this continuous lying, this any type of sin, and we don't make no tawbah. Another sin which we are very commonly in the correct way, if we have them. If we have money, use it for the good. And if we have power Allah has given, use it also for the good. So Allah Ta'ala warns the believers now at the end, that don't be like this munafiqeen. Your qualities must be, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, e iman walu, O people of iman. Allah accommodate them also in this world. So the love of the family takes a person to this extent also, that who hasn't still come in the world, we worried about them also. And Allah is the only one who can look after us and who can look after them also. On one occasion, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was giving advices to people, fulfill them, and then we will be eager and happy to go to Allah and we won't be afraid. May Allah give us tawfiq.
فمر ولم يفعل یہی بات ہوئی حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ پھر میں نے ایک آیت کے بارے میں پوچھا کوئی مسئلہ اس کا مطلب تو وہ بھی ایسے ہی گزرے انہوں نے کچھ مجھے آفر نہیں کیا ہاری کے پیچھے کی طرف چلتا ہے اور ایگزاسٹ کو دیکھتا ہے اور دیکھتا ہے کہ وہاں کالا کالا دھواں اور پورا ایگزاسٹ کالا ہو گیا, تو مکینک کہتا ہے کہ تمہارے انجن کے اندر پسٹنز جو ہوتے ہیں, پسٹنز پر رنگ ہوتے, وہ رنگ ختم ہو گئے. تو آپ کہے کہ یہ میرا مکینک بہت بڑا اللہ والا ہے, اس کو بہت کش ہوتا ہے.
حدیبیہ, this took place in the 6th year of Hijri. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam intended to go for Umrah, but he apprehended that the Quraysh will not permit him to enter into Makkah Sharif because they had suffered great losses in the battles of Badr, battles of Uhud, and they are feeling very depressed.
A beautiful example to illustrate this point. He says, buy a cow not for the dung. The dung will come, not because you want fertilizer, you buy a cow. Buy it for the pure things, for the milk, for the butter, etc., for the ghee. The dung is a byproduct which has to come with the cow. So you don't make niyat that I'm buying a cow for fertilizer. So in the same way, this dunyawi benefits is just like fertilizer.
Wallah. Points that Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, that before you listen to the actual lecture of Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, how to work upon a complete and perfect namaz and a real namaz, first try and do these 5 exercises, then it will be extremely beneficial for you. Just to recap, the first exercise was to get the intention. It's a very fine line. Hazrat explained that our intention should be the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these other benefits, these are maw'ud, these are the promises of Allah. It's not our maqsood, it's not our objective. Our objective is Allah ta'ala himself, Allah ta'ala's pleasure. These are maw'ud, Allah's promise, and inna wa'adallahi haqq. I'll buy a cow with the proper intention that I'll get pure milk. From that milk I can make butter, I can make cheese, I can make ghee. And the dung will come, it's a bright product, it will come by the way. So our intention should be the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By the way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant all this. And never any ulterior motive. As we have heard, Hazrat, our intention is extremely important. Then the third noor was, we were busy discussing, is that to perform a namaz of concentration, devotion and presence of heart. And what is concentration and devotion? That also we should understand. It's not absorption. It's simple concentration to know what namaz I am reading. I am performing now asr namaz. For this little, when a person is working for the love of Allah, for the love of anything, in the beginning it's difficult. Your beloved told you, wait for me on the corner. It's pouring, it's raining. People tell you, come, I'll give you a lift home. You say no. You say, it's rains. No, you don't know. My beloved is coming. So for that, you'll enjoy all the difficulties when you get connection with the real beloved, Allah Rabbul Izzat. Fourth noor, and that is that in order to gain this great wealth of the reality of namaz and the value of namaz and the enjoyment of salah, which will bring the whole enjoyment of the whole deen in our life, and our life will be different, and the enjoyment of life will be totally different. To when it's time for salah, you'll be eager to rush to the masjid, your first takbir when the imam starts also. So and also try and be in the first saf, and Hazrat explained, we ayah in itikaf. Then just few days left when we go home, try and keep this up. In 40 days a person does this, he'll be saved from the namaz of hypocrisy. And a namaz of hypocrisy, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كَصَفًا. So in 40 days, inshallah, that action starts rubbing off into a person. And then you'll see, you'll become more punctual. And as you become more punctual and more conscious, now you're just progressing all the time. Like what, how does the conditions change of 40 days? چنانچہ آدمی کے پیدائش کی ترتیب جس حدیث میں آئی ہے اس میں 40 دن تک نطفہ رہنا پھر گوشت کا, he kept روزہ دے, and what he came back with Torah. So 40 days, it's not from when the time the Jamaat started. 40 days is long before that. From before, and this has a great effect in the changing of a person. A person's nature will start changing. A person's character will start changing. Kitne khush khismat hai wo log jinke barso bhi takbir ula fort nahi hot. But you into walking to a namaz of perfection. Now yourself you realize that I am trying to perfect my namaz. But as you doing this perfection of your namaz, what reality will come into you? Azmati ilahi, the greatness of Allah. Now actually you'll get your certificate. And I, like Hazrat says, we're not giving certificates here after this course. But each one was, and I didn't, where can I perform a namaz according to Allah Ta'ala's greatness? In other words, a person will realize my namaz is still far from perfection. This is the sign of that a person has passed. to realize the weakness in my namaz. And as you progress, you realize more and more. More and more, I still have to get closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It only gets done with your kindness, with your favor. If it is not your mercy, O Allah, then we are doomed. So much so that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala that nobody can enter Jannat but only and only with the mercy of Allah. Nobody's ibadat, nobody's anything can take you to Jannah. Hazrat Aisha, what's a suit? A suit is a way of the kuffar. When a person gives you one topi, one kurta, this khanka topi, it might cost 20 rand, but you won't look at how much it costs. You look at Allahu Akbar. What the nisbat, what connection? Allah is allowing me to wear this topi. Allah is allowing me to wear kurta. Now what eagerness you have. So when Allah's great person tells lies, tawadu and lies can't go together. Hazrat was a very great buzurg of his time, was a very great pious personality. Like sometimes a person asks you, you are Hafiz, and you are Hafiz. But you're trying to act humble and you say, I'm not a Hafiz. That is lies. No, if you want to be humble and you're saying, oh, Allah made me Hafiz, make dua, Allah make